KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Got it on KHUM. It's 27 minutes after 2 o'clock, and we're going to do Coastal Currents. God, I always screw this up. Again, I don't have the right page of music. Yeah.
How does this happen every... Is this just planned as, like, the weekly joke or something?
I've been doing this for 47 years, and I still can't get this right. All right, there we go. There's the happy theme music for Coastal Currents. We're going to get that going right now. Big thanks to the sponsors of Coastal Currents. Thank you, Kokatat. And a thank you to Bayside Garden Supply as well. And thank you, as always, to our friend Delia. Happy New Year.
Yeah. This is our first show of the New Year.
It is the first one. When are you supposed to stop saying that? Like, is there a date?
That's a good question.
Is there a specific date, or is it like if I saw you for the first time on January 20th and I said Happy New Year, would you be like, Happy New Year?
Yeah, that happened long... No, I think that's okay. January, at least, at least in January.
Yeah. I like the 15th as a date.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't want me to tell everybody else how to act. But at some point, we got to give it up.
Yeah. At some point, you're just in it.
The 4th is fine, though.
I think so.
So, Happy New Year to everybody here.
And it is our first show of the new year, so.
Right. I created a new folder on the network drive.
All right.
Just for 2017. So, all right. Well, we're going to get going with Coastal Currents right now. Who are our special guests?
Yeah, we got a full house today. We have two special guests from the Golden Rule Project and Veterans for Peace. We have Helen Jacquard, who is the project manager, and Chuck DeWitt, who is the restoration coordinator for the Golden Rule. Thank you so much for coming to the station and being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah. Welcome. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, and we thought it'd be a good way to kick off the new year this episode, and also because the Golden Rule, the peace boat, which we'll give a little background on in a second, it's coming back to Humboldt Bay Friday, potentially. So kind of a good timing there. But maybe, first of all, you could just tell us, like, what is the Golden Rule?
The Golden Rule. It's a 30-foot sailing vessel that was built in Costa Rica in 1956 and brought up to Los Angeles and sold to a group of Quakers in 1958. And they attempted to sail that sailing vessel into the nuclear bomb test site in the Marshall Islands. And they were stopped on the way there. They were stopped and arrested in Honolulu in Hawaii, and they served some time in jail. Eventually, the boat was sold back into private hands, and in 2010, we found the Golden Rule on the bottom of the bay in Humboldt Bay. And oh, wow. So we raised it up, put it up on the beach, and did some research, found out about it, put out feelers all over the country. If anyone was interested in restoring this boat, and eventually the Veterans for Peace came forward and contributed some money and took over control, and they restored it. It took almost 6 years, but they restored it, and we've since been sailing it up and down the coast from Mexico to Canada. The mission is essentially anti-nuclear, anti-war. It's a peace boat. It's the original peace boat. It was before Greenpeace.
It's what inspired Greenpeace.
Actually,
right?
It did. Yes.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So when you say the boat was found at the bottom of the bay here in Humboldt, was it? I mean, people were specifically looking for this boat, or someone just said, "Hey, wait, there's a boat down here."
No, Leroy Zerlang was aware of this boat, and he was sort of watching over it. But a storm came up, the boat was damaged, and it sank. Leroy went out, found where it had sunk. He knew it had a history. He didn't really know what the history was, but he salvaged the boat. He pulled it up on the beach, and then that's when he did the research. The Smithsonian Institute was interested in it. There was a museum in Hiroshima, Japan, that was interested in it. But eventually, like I say, it was the Veterans for Peace here in this country that took control of it and restored it.
Yeah, it's so extraordinary and such a, I feel like it's a fitting place that it ended up in Humboldt Bay, of all places. And, I mean, how amazing was that moment when you're like, hey, this was the first peace boat? I mean, there's, like, pictures, and you can go on your website and see pictures, old pictures of it, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, what was that, do you remember that moment when you found out that the history behind the boat?
Yeah, well, I was told that it had a history. And so then I did some research also, and I began to come up with photographs, and then other people came up with pictures and more written material. And, you know, by now, if, our website's very complete. It has a thorough history, as well as photographs of the people involved, all the volunteers over the years here, and step-by-step construction from the very beginning all the way through up until, you know, this 2016.
So your first voyage was, can you explain us a little bit? Helen, you were on that voyage, actually.
Right,
maybe you can tell us a little bit more about it.
Yep. I was a crew member for the entire first voyage. In fact, when I found out I might even be considered for crew for this historic maiden voyage of the newly rebuilt Golden Rule, I was in tears. So, yeah, we sailed out of Humboldt Bay July 24th, 2015, and got down to San Diego in time for the Veterans for Peace National Convention, where we were really the star of the show there. One of the original crew members is still alive, Orion Sherwood. He and his wife live in Salt Lake City. He came down to the convention and joined us and got to sail on his old boat again. And it was an amazing experience. And of course, we got there right in time for Hiroshima Day and Nagasaki Day. So it was a real significant anti-nuclear event as well. And so this allowed us to really get a firm grip on our mission to educate the public about nuclear issues today. When we left San Diego Bay, we went port hopping on our way back to Humboldt Bay to continue our winter restoration and maintenance process, and stopped at 10 different places for educational events to talk about nuclear issues today, as well as the history of the Golden Rule. And that's what we did on our tour in 2016, where we went all over Washington and Oregon, wherever we could get to from the coast. And, you know, in 2016, we did 23 educational events. We were in part of 4 wooden boat shows. We participated in nonviolent direct actions 4 times. And, you know, we got to meet an incredible array of people that are interested in the boat for historical reasons, or just because she's a cool wooden boat, or because they're already activists, or they just wanted to go for a boat ride for the day.
And now she's on her second voyage.
So, right, we tried to get her home by mid-October, but the winter started early this year, and we were stuck in Newport, Oregon for almost 2 months. And now we've been stuck in Coos Bay for a couple of weeks. But tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., a group of us is leaving Humboldt Bay to go up to Coos Bay to bring her back home. And we'll be back home sometime Friday afternoon.
Awesome. So when you say bring her back, so are you, how does that work? Towing right. The boat back? Or
no, because her home port. So we're going to sail her home.
Okay.
Probably mostly motor sail. But we're finally, you know, finally we have a window of good enough weather to be able to be out in the ocean.
Right.
So is that the primary mission then of the boat today, just to go around to these different locations and basically raise awareness and make sure that people are aware of these issues?
Yeah, and this is a time of renaissance for the whole anti-nuclear movement. And this includes nuclear weapons and nuclear power, uranium mining and cleaning up of uranium mines, transportation of uranium ore, talking about cleanup of all the old Department of Energy war-making sites that are so contaminated, like the Hanford Nuclear Reservation in eastern Washington. So there's a lot that's going on in the nuclear resistance now that wasn't going on during the 5 years of Reconstruction. And, you know, Trump's tweets have been a major trigger for people to say, whoa, what's going on with our nuclear weapons today?
Well, I was gonna ask that question as a sort of a devil's advocate perspective. what if someone says, oh, I could see, you know, yes, during the 70s and 80s, things were a little dicey, but Cold War is over. We don't have the same tensions in the world anymore, so it's not as pressing an issue as it seemed to be.
It's very pressing right now when we're planning to spend $1 trillion on 3 new ways to deliver 2 new nuclear weapons. So that $1 trillion could be used in a whole lot better way. And it also encourages China and Russia and other nuclear powers to, they call it modernize, their own nuclear weapons arsenals. But really, this isn't modernization. These are new weapons and new ways to deliver them to their targets.
So what are people's responses when they see the Golden Rule coming through their own hometown, or like get to learn something from you? Do little like lesson or speech or something, or just when they look at the boat, like, wow, like what's that? Tell me about that. Like,
oh, people cheer. I think one of the most fun times was when we were in the Port Townsend Wooden Boat Show, and they have hundreds of sailboats out in the bay there. And so, you know, we were the only ones with a political message. One of our sails has a giant peace symbol on it, and the other has a giant Veterans for Peace logo on it. And these are like red sails with white symbols. You can't miss us. And people would be coming up to us in their own boats and, you know, just giving us the high five or the peace sign, or, you know, telling us they agreed with their mission. So people come up to us all the time, whether we're on the water or docked somewhere. And they're curious, wow, who are you guys? So it's a lot of fun.
And people here can come and check you out soon, hopefully, on
That's
Friday.
That's right. We'll be in the Eureka Public Marina starting Friday night.
So when you bring it home, and bring her home, I guess I should say, and, you know, I assume that there's maintenance and ongoing repairs and things like that that need to be done in order to keep it seaworthy. So who pays for that?
We have hundreds of donors, and mostly small donations. And so we really could use some help with that. We have a lot of work to do. You know, restoration is kind of a continuing process. We got the boat so it could float initially, and now we have a lot of things that we still need to do. And so Chuck will be in charge of that this winter, as he always is. And so we get our funds from our website on the PayPal button. It's VFP, as in Veterans for Peace, VFPGoldenRuleProject.org. You can find a donation button that way.
And do you need like people to help out too?
Yes, we need volunteers all the time. We need volunteers for crew, primarily. Mm. However, during the winter when the boat is here in Eureka, if there's anyone out there that has woodworking skills, would like to come down and help sand and repaint, maybe chip a little bit of paint off the rusty spots and touch it up. We also have some finish work, some molding and so forth that never was completed, actually. We need to finish up that. We have most of the technical stuff is taken care of as far as electronics and the engine and the shaft work and so forth. Leroy Zerling and the Zerling and Zerling Boatyard has been tremendous. This whole project couldn't have happened without Leroy and Daylene Zerling. And they have supplied and donated thousands of dollars to this project, but most of our money comes from like Bernie Sanders, you know, just small, you know, if we could get a $27 check from, you know, a couple thousand people out there, we'd be sitting pretty. And we need the money. But we also do need volunteers. We need crew people. This boat is essentially a floating podium to educate anyone that will listen in all the ports. Yeah, so far, we've only been on the East Coast, from Canada down to San Diego.
On the West Coast.
On the West Coast. And eventually, we will truck the boat over to Texas, put it into the Gulf. We will sail the Gulf for probably a year or two, then around Florida and up the East Coast. The whole project is actually a 10-year project, and we're only into it now for just barely 2 years. And so we've still got 8 years of educating to do out there, and we're going to need a lot of sailors, a lot of crewmen. We're going to need captains, and we're going to need maintenance from time to time. Volunteers, money. That's our biggest problem right now.
Chuck, what's your background? I mean, how do you know how to do boat restoration and these sorts of things?
My dad built an 18-foot inboard ski boat in our garage, and I was primarily his first mate on that project. I did all the grunt work. And starting from there, I spent 4 years in the Navy, and during which time I was in charge of a 43-foot torpedo boat, and it was wood. It required a lot of maintenance. It was my boat. I had my own crew, and I was responsible for that. That taught me a lot. After the service, after I got out of the military, aside from being an activist, I had a commercial salmon boat for a couple, 3 years while I went to Humboldt State University. And that, again, was maintenance on a wooden boat. I've been a baykeeper and run the tour boat for the Humboldt Baykeepers for a number of years. And we're currently about to begin operation on a new boat, Leroy Zerlang is, it's still going to happen, but it'll be part of the Baykeepers fleet eventually, and I'll work on that also. So I've got quite a bit of experience over the years.
Yeah,
quite. Like are you ever going to be part of the crew sailing, or you just...
No, I'm not really a sailor. I'm a powerboat guy, so and besides that, I'm a little old to go sailing.
Maybe just around here for a little bit.
In the bay, I'm fine in the bay, and I will continue to volunteer my time as long as I can.
Well, yeah, I'm curious about... This is a little off topic, but you mentioned you were in the Navy and you were in the military, and you've been associated with Veterans for Peace for a while. Was there some... I mean, did you, while you were in the Navy, I'm wondering if you had like some moment where you thought that we need to stop this. This is not right, the way that we're going about things.
When I was in the Navy, my rate was a torpedoman. Today they're called torpedo technicians. And towards the end of my enlistment, I actually worked on the Mark 45 torpedo, which is a electronic torpedo that carries a tactical nuclear warhead. And I realized in working on this torpedo that this was a nuclear bomb that you could take off of the torpedo and actually put into the trunk of a Toyota Corolla. You know, I mean, it was a very handy little bomb. And then you could drive that vehicle, you know, it could become a weapon to go anywhere. I began to realize that there's problems with this whole nuclear program. And so I guess I went from a nuke hugger in the Navy to today. I'm a tree hugging activist. it was a few years there I struggled with it, but eventually I realized that the United States was on the wrong path. The nuclear weapons program is the wrong path.
It's a fascinating story. It really is. All right, is there anything else we need to cover?
Money.
Volunteers. Yes. Volunteers, donations. People, you mentioned, like, or is there an opportunity for, like, people to come out specifically on a certain time, or just...
My guess is we're going to be arriving sometime, like, right before the sun goes down, and we'll do a victory lap around Humboldt Bay, and then go somewhere into the Eureka Marina. We're not sure what our slip is going to be yet. But when we do our victory lap around the bay, well, our sails will be up, so you might be able to get some good pictures of us then.
Perfect.
All right. And
there's
lot of information and opportunities to help out via the website, which again is VFP for Veterans for Peace, VFPGoldenRuleProject.org.
Should people just look to contact you from the website, or is there a specific person or email to contact?
The email address is VFPGoldenRuleProject@gmail.com.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you both. It was great having you here in the studio. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for
pleasure.
All you do.
Ocean Night, did I hear tale of Ocean Night coming up?
Yes, thanks for reminding me. Ocean Night is tomorrow night, and we are going to be showing Sonic Sea and a surf movie called Frio. So Sonic Sea is kind of about what we were just talking about, how military testing affects the sonar of marine mammals. So it's a really amazing film. It's won a lot of awards. So we're really excited to be showing that. Hope to see everyone out there.
That's at the ATL tomorrow.
ATL, 6:30.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, folks, very, very much. That'll wrap up Coastal Currents. You can download the podcast when we eventually put it up at khum.com. Right now, the Water Boys. Oh, wait. First, I have to get rid of this. Okay, there we go.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.